Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of those moments where just before we're going on the air here, the song is running out, and I feel the energy in the room, and I don't think anybody's ready.
Oh, F my life. I have a story saved, but I don't know where it is. I gotta look for it.
Oh.
I'm ready, boss.
It is.
Okay, you stole a lot of things, okay?
It happens at the same time every single Friday, and I didn't say it. As I'm coming back down the hallway, I'm like, I'm not gonna say it. And I knew it. You see her face just now?
Not just my face, my words.
Like you.
F my life.
Yes. Okay. So we are court ordered. We've done some bad things in our lives. And so once a week.
The court is not happy after the last few weeks.
We do Feel Good Friday. We try to tell you, instead of the cynical side of life, we tell you the positive side. I think Erica has volunteered to go first.
My story is right here. I really did have it saved.
Okay, let's go.
There's a lot of graduations going on, and there was one at a university in New York called Keuka. K-E-U-K-A, a smaller college, but there was a girl who was graduating. Her name's Madison. She was walking across the stage, and the president stopped her, shook her hand, gave her a diploma, stopped her and said, "Oh, actually, there's someone who wants to come congratulate you."
Oh my God.
So confused. And they start talking and they're like, "Oh, hold on." And then they say it is her older brother who had been deployed.
Oh my God. Mm. These stories she hasn't seen every time.
And she instantly realized what was happening. Combat medic Tyler Robinson. And he came down and gave her a big hug and was able to be there for her college graduation. She's losing her mind.
If you want to see me cry, show me that video.
Yeah.
Those get me. Videos. It's like he's the catcher or the umpire at their game.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love so it good. So much. So she's crying.
She's crying.
School is cheering.
Yeah, everyone's losing it.
Oh, man.
Very
that's awesome.
Cute.
Okay. That was very well done for somebody who did not have their poop in a group.
She made it up.
46.
No! She knows how to get Tyler Robinson.
Okay, who wants to go?
My story is out of Florida.
Oh. Woo! We don't remember how we're trying to do better.
So this man, this Florida man, found $30,000.
By the way, this was my story. I have it right here.
Was it really?
Yes.
Sorry. So he decided, it's not mine. I'm not going to take it. I am going to find this person who misplaced it. So
it's in a fanny pack, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Misplaced.
Somebody who misplaces 30 G's in a fanny pack doesn't get it back if I find it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Judge.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
They do get it back.
Oh, right.
Yes, they get it back.
Yep. So he was able to find the fanny pack's owner, because the owner had like reported it missing.
Oh.
So then he found him through the police. He got his bag back. The guy was crying, saying thank you so much. Yeah.
What was he doing with that money? Why do you have $30,000?
So there was a lot. The story that I saw was there was a lot of speculation because who rolls around with 30 G's?
Yeah, that's a lot.
But they said it was for some sort of family emergency.
Oh my God.
So he was rolling with 30.
Okay.
But it took him days to report it. So this dude held the 30, like 2-3 days in.
Yeah.
I got a new couch.
Yeah. 24.
Yeah. I got an 85 inch TV on my wall. Now it's down to like 22.
I found 12,000.
The judge.
Sorry.
My gosh.
My story's out of Massachusetts.
Okay.
There's a woman named Madison who runs Maddie's Ice Cream and More. It's like
You're Madison?
Yeah,
it's
Madison.
Cool. It's like an ice cream truck, like kind of an old school one, but very cute. And she kind of films and posts stuff on Instagram, like from inside. And there was a teary-eyed child who came to her window, and he explained how the child explained he had no dollars to buy ice cream. And she said, "Don't worry, we're still going to give you ice cream." She gave him a scoop. She posted the video, went viral, and there's a new fund called the No More Tears Fund, where strangers from all over the world are donating to this fund to help. So now any child that comes to Maddie's ice cream truck gets ice cream. You don't have to pay.
It's, no matter what.
No matter what.
That's
no matter what.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is.
Obviously a story that's near and dear to my heart.
Were you the crying child?
I just love ice cream.
Okay, well, my story's out of Florida. A guy found a $30,000.
You had to have had another one.
No, I have one. I don't have the details on it, but I want to just give it really quick.
Okay.
Friend of mine, friend of show, he's a guy who does very well for himself, was feeling under the weather, but isn't real big on medical stuff. And asked his doctor, and like, well, you might want to get it, like some tests done or whatever. It'll take a little while for a referral to go through, but it's like $500 if you want to just hurry and go get the test done. And he was like, screw it, I'm going to go. He goes in, gets the test done, and they find he's on the cusp of a widowmaker heart attack.
Ooh.
What? They immediately flight for life him. He gets a triple bypass, and it saved his life.
Wow.
And at this point, he is setting up a fund, much like the ice cream fund, where if you don't feel good and you think you need this, he'll pay the $500.
Whoa.
Because he's like, he makes great money, but he's very tight. And he's like, it's the biggest $500, the best $500 he's ever spent. And he doesn't want anybody to just drop dead and miss their family because $500 or a doctor's referral was standing in their way. So
that's
as soon
awesome.
As I can get the information on it, I'll share it to our socials.
Mm-hmm.
So,
whoa,
I think the judge is going to like this one.
I do too.
Except for that whole $30,000.
Yeah, let's look over that.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.